Good morning. A weak front is draped across southernmost New York and the mid-Atlantic region. A wave of low pressure will track from the Great Lakes along this front today, producing mostly cloudy skies and a few scattered showers, primarily south of I-90. While to the north, high pressure from southern Canada will keep it generally dry. And this is the area in the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, the upper Hudson Valley, and most of Vermont that will see more in the way of sunshine mixed with clouds today. In all areas, high temperatures will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. This wave of low pressure will quickly track offshore as we head toward the evening hours, and gradually sunshine will come back to everyone. Overnight tonight, skies will clear out and it will be cool, temperatures back into the 40s and lower 50s. This will set us up for a dry day on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the upper 60s to around 70. A large ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will dominate the weather picture for the rest of the week, keeping it dry and mostly sunny. Tuesday and Wednesday, with mostly sunny skies, highs will be in the upper 60s to around 70. By Thursday, full sunshine and temperatures in the lower 70s, before some clouds start to mix in on Friday. Still though, temperatures will be pleasant and mild in the upper 70s. The ridge should hold on into the upcoming weekend, keeping it dry for both Saturday and Sunday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will push into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the overall weather pattern across the continental U.S. will be more like August instead of mid-September for the beginning of the week. There'll be a broad upper-level ridge encompassing much of the central and southern United States, resulting in temperatures on the order of about 5 to 20 degrees above average from the high plains to the southeast. An upper-level trough building across the Pacific Northwest will usher in more fall-like temperatures from Northern California to Washington. Rainfall will be on the increase across the Pacific Northwest as well through tomorrow as a storm system approaches the region from the Gulf of Alaska. Parts of western Washington and Oregon could get as much as 1 to 2 inches of rain with this system. Farther south across southern Texas, enhanced offshore flow combined with an approaching disturbance from the Gulf of Mexico will support greater coverage of showers and storms today. Meanwhile, Hurricane Humberto will continue to track away from the southeast U.S. as it intensifies, with the main issue being rip currents across the length of the southeast coast and increased wave action that may lead to some beach erosion. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 32 degrees with a west wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 56, 65% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 78 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 66, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.80 inches for the month, which is 27 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 30.78 inches for the year, which is 3.10 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 1939, and the record low, 32, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m., 12 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Becoming mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, chance of showers today with highs near 70. Becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of showers mainly south of I-90 and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Wednesday and Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures both days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.